Well, this is an opportunity for us to meet some people that you got to meet first, and I'm so glad that you brought this story to our attention. We're here with Linda and Bill Bradford and Lacey Decker. We want to talk about their Lacey's daughter, Abigail, and this is Bill and Linda's great-granddaughter. How exciting. Yes. Having a barbecue fundraiser for her. Good morning, folks.
Good morning. How are you?
Really great to see you. I'm so glad you could make it. We want to be able to support Abigail and your family as much
yes.
as we possibly can.
We greatly appreciate all the support we are receiving.
So tell us about Abigail. She's got an interesting story.
Abigail was born with hip dysplasia and club feet. Arthrogryposis is the name of her condition.
Okay.
It really happened in utero, how they were positioned, because I have twin girls.
Okay.
Madison, which is the youngest out of the two, she was sitting on Abigail because Abigail was head down the entire time. So, and how that worked, she came out with club feet and hip dysplasia. And due to that, she will be looking at having amputation above the legs. Above the knees.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
What happened in your mind when you were aware then? They made you aware of this condition. How did you react?
They made me aware of it. They actually, the doctor that I went to, no hard feelings, but, requested something. And I was just not for it. Mm-hmm. So the best I could do was think positive and get through it and just know that she is a trooper. She's been a trooper from day one, and she's very strong-willed, and she gets me through this.
Wow.
That's so fantastic.
Yes.
To know that you have this little wonderful personality, and you brought her to term, and that was such a great addition to your family.
Yes.
What a personality you'd be missing otherwise.
Yes.
So she's five. She's got a twin sister. What has been her quality of life up till now? Because five-year-olds are active.
Oh, very
all
active.
Over the place.
You can't tell her that she can't get around.
Wow.
Because she gets around. Right now, currently, we have her. We have a wheelchair, obviously, for her to get around publicly.
Okay.
At home. You can't tell her that she can use her wheelchair because she will get down on her knees and go as fast as my other three.
I want to ask Linda and Bill, what's it been like having Abigail in your life? I mean, you see this little spirited girl. Tell us about what your reaction is to her.
She is such a joy.
Yeah.
She goes, the other three, they go on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
She keeps up with them.
Wow.
Nothing stops this child. I've never seen anything like her.
Lacey, tell me about what brought you to this decision to go with an amputation.
The other choice for her, surgically wise, was very, very hard, and it wasn't guaranteed. It was basically, surgeries throughout the next years of her growing, and she has had five surgeries already.
Okay. So you're trying.
I'm trying to do the best without. Less painful route, because she's already been through a lot as it is.
And does she understand what's happening? Does she know that she doesn't run like her siblings do? But how does she absorb that information? I guess how does she take it in?
She doesn't.
Paid
it doesn't bother her at all.
Boy,
that's
great.
It's normal to her.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
That's
a good point. Yeah, that's
it. It's very normal to her. And she's very excited about this. Like I said, she's the one who's getting me through this because, being a parent in general and having, a kid with any type of disability is hard. And having to get through this with her output on it and just her being so excited about it. She tells everyone, I'm going to get new legs.
Oh, that's great.
She's ecstatic about it. So it keeps me uplifted.
Well, we want to be able to support your family because the Shriners Hospital is handling the surgery and things. And we want to have this barbecue fundraiser this Saturday so that we can help you with some expenses. You and your husband are going to have some time where you have to work with Abigail. You're not going to be able to work for a little while.
I haven't been able to work these past couple months because I've been having to stay home with her and do, physical therapies and get her ready for the surgery. And then afterwards, she'll be in physical therapy physically in Greenville twice a week.
Okay, great.
So, and that will get her prepared for, prosthetics and then go from there. And she'll be starting kindergarten in August the 17th. So she's very excited about that. And around the time before she starts, she's going to get the prosthetics, and she'll be able to walk and get around as fabulously.
Great. And Bill and Linda, the Shriners, we see them at the Christmas parade every year.
Yeah.
And that's so great. But they do a phenomenal job beyond just driving those small cars, which is kind of like a marketing tool for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And talk about how just instrumental they've been in your lives and make life easier for you all.
Well, without the Shriners, this would not be possible. No. Mm. Absolutely not. And they have been over backwards to help. And to we had to wait until she was 5 years old before they would take her legs.
Okay.
Okay.
And so she turned 5 years old at the end of January, so we're ready.
Ready
and
for
I'm
that.
Just so thankful to the Shriners. And this barbecue fundraiser, it's going to help them so much.
Now, you're going to be preparing throughout this week, and we want to do a pre-order so that you can know how many people are coming. So want to write down this phone number. What phone number should we use? Should we text or call?
The cell phone number, it's 803-389-0849 or Lacey's.
803-412-6813.
Okay, we'll put that on WREGI.com today. Of course, we'll put the information so that everybody can be a part of it. But it's Saturday, 10:30 a.m. until,
and
that's Sylvia Circle Baptist Church right here in Rock Hill. Is that where you are members at this church?
Well, the church that we're members of used to be Silver Circle. It's a smaller church.
Okay.
On the same property. And it's the Christian Covenant Church.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's all right. That's all right. That's okay. It's a Monday morning. It's a Monday and it's early. That's all right.
I know where I go and I know how to get there.
That's right.
Well, it's at 1041 Sylvia Circle.
All right. And we've got everything from pulled pork barbecue, hot dogs, coleslaw, chips, tier lemonade, of course, brownie and a cake, and sandwiches and baked beans and all the fixings, which is exactly what you need.
We will also be selling wristbands and paintings. I have a dear friend that's donated a couple paintings.
Oh, that's really
that's
neat.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah. So the wristbands say Walking for Abigail.
Yes. Oh.
So once she gets her prosthetics, what kind of, what do you anticipate? How long will it be until she can run? Until
Well, that was one of my main questions for the doctor, just to see, you know, whatever. She said, the doctor said that as soon as they put it on her, they're guaranteed that, you know, it'll take her a couple minutes to, you know, get stable and balanced, and then she's just going to go. Well,
have you prepared yourself emotionally what that will be like to see her stand up and walk on her own? I'm just thinking in my mind, and I'm getting teared up. Linda right now is crying right now. Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy to think, isn't it?
It'll be very emotional, but it'll be, you know,
joyful.
The happiest.
Yeah, that's
moment.
What I'm saying. Yeah, it's an exciting tears instead of somber
tears.
Very,
very joyful tears.
Oh, that's great. Who can say they're getting new legs? I'm so excited that she's excited about
that.
She probably sees an adventure. And it probably, because of her age, it probably helps a little bit more than you and I as an adult trying to do this. We know there are folks that do it. That road might be a little harder for us, but at 5 years old, she doesn't know anything else. So this is common for her. This will be exciting.
Yes. We actually took her to a Wounded Warriors event in Chester that they hosted. And there was Wounded Warriors that came up and talked to her and told her that, you know, if I could do it, you could definitely do it.
It was
a very meaningful event for her.
So some of them had amputations, and she could see that. Wow.
Because they play softball, almost professional like softball.
Yeah, absolutely.
With the prosthetic legs, you have a Paralympian on your hands. Yes. I think you may.
Yes. Oh, that's so great.
She'll be able to do anything. There's no limit.
That's right. And today you have a lot more inclusion that way. There's a lot of people that are accepting of. There's a whole group of people, a whole school, people that are all part of it.
Well, they were actually. We took her to the park and. My daughter being my daughter, she doesn't know any strangers at all. And there was a couple kids that, you know, were following her around wondering, you know, why she's getting away, you know, around the way she is. And I had to explain to them that, you know, she was born a certain way, so she can't, you know, do as you do, but, you know, she will be able to soon.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, I'm getting new legs. And I was like, and they thought it was the coolest thing. Like, how are you getting new legs? You're getting new legs? And she's like, yeah, and I want pink legs. And I was just like...
Well, can she have some variety? Because now they've made such advances in it. You can get all kind of images on it and everything along those lines. So that's pretty cool and personalized.
Yes.
And as she grows.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, and the Shriners will take care of them as she grows.
Oh, really?
Her life.
Oh, great.
She'll be getting a new set of prosthetics anywhere from 12 to 18 months.
Okay.
Every year while she's growing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the Shriners Children's Hospital in Greenville taking care of those medical bills. We want to help with some of your personal expenses. We want to make sure that our community steps up helping with this barbecue fundraiser Saturday at 10:30 Sylvia Circle. We're going to call for pre-ordering. We're going to call 803-412-6813, or we can even message you. Lacey Jo.
Text messages. You can reach me on Facebook as well, Lacey Jo Decker. And we also have a GoFundMe page on Facebook as well. It's Walking for Abigail. Walking
okay, great.
Tell me your husband's name.
Kyle Decker.
Kyle Decker. Okay. All right. And he's working, I'm sure, right now.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And all your other kids, and especially Madison, I know they're all excited. So we'll keep you in our prayers, and we'll let folks know about this. And I know our community shows up and supports everyone. So we're very blessed to live in the size of community we do.
And we wanted to thank everybody that's helped for donations.
Yes.
Pepsi Cola helped. Okay. They gave us 240 cans of Pepsi products.
Wow, great.
That was a big help.
Yes, and absolutely.
We've got PFG that's helping us out, and it's just the stores, everybody's helping.
Well, we continue and use that same number, and in case there are any more donations at time, we'll be able to help as much as we totally can.
We'll pick them up. Just call us.
Yep.
803-412-6813. Well, Lacey, you're a delight. Just
absolutely.
Good luck with everything. And Abigail, I'm so glad she's such a spirited girl. And
I couldn't do it without her. Really good.
Excellent. So barbecue fundraiser this Saturday, 10:30 at Sylvia Circle Baptist Church. Thanks so much, Linda and Bill Bradford and Lacey Decker. Thanks again.
Thank you
all for having us.
Absolutely. It's 7:51. That's 9 minutes before 8 o'clock with Lucas McFadden, Freddie Hammer, and Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.